Explain how ecotourism developments are managed in a sustainable way. Use an example or examples that you've studied. This was a 6-mark question from June 2011 and was an example of where candidates really need to read the question very carefully. The question's not asking about how ecotourism developments are managed, but rather what is it about how they're managed that makes them sustainable. So you need to know two things really before you get going with this question. One, what is an ecotourism development, which should be fairly straightforward from your previous question you've answered in the exam. And two, what does the word sustainable mean, or what does sustainable development mean? It was a 2-level response type question, so you had level 1 basic, 1 to 4 marks, level 2 clear, 5 to 6 marks. Simple ideas for basic 1 to 4 marks may include things along the lines of: it recycles waste, it gets food from local farmers, it uses renewable energy like solar, and uses local staff. However, if we want to access the level 2 marks, 5 or 6 marks out of 6, then we need to have clear explanation of how what is done to manage ecotourism development is sustainable, and show some clear understanding why the management is sustainable with case study knowledge. And we must use at least one example for full marks here. So an example response may be: ecotourism developments like Lisu Lodge recycle waste because saving paper and glass helps natural resources last longer. Food is often brought from neighbouring farmers to help support them economically, so they will not have to change their way of life. And there we've got two examples of ecotourism and supported by two examples of what sustainability looks like.